I once participated in a small group assignment that required all of the members of the circle to share what the Bible was to them. Now, most of the people in the group were pretty active Christians. But what was interesting is that everyone shared something quite different about what the Bible meant to them. There were those who fell back on the old story that the Bible is the inerrant word of God. Another said it was truth, with a capital T, truth. Others said that the Bible was the inspired word of God. And still another person seemed to make a riff on these previous responses by saying that the Bible was the living word of God, able to speak truth out from the ages for the here and now of his life. Finally, a young woman spoke up and claimed that the Bible was a love story. And so it is. The power of the Bible is not just that it tells us stories from long ago, but it recounts how God's actions have been deeply intertwined with those oh-so-human stories. From the moment God breathed life into Adam and Eve to the very last page, the Bible indeed is a love story. Tonight's scripture readings pour out that love to us quite clearly, that through the ages, God's actions have been those which are first and foremost grounded in love for us and for all of God's creation. In our reading from Genesis, here is God the Creator moving like a wind over the face of darkness and the chaos waters, creating, first of all, light. For doesn't love always seem to shine light on all that is dark? And day by day, God, the craftsman, continues pouring out love, crafting the created order. The sky, the land, plants and trees. Trees yielding fruit containing seeds that ensures that there will always be more plants and more trees and more fruit to sustain life. Living creatures are brought forth, those in the water, those on the land, and those in the air. Until God creates humans, us. God's love brings forth light and life from what was devoid of either. Then our scripture readings for tonight move to the great story of deliverance as God delivers the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt. God had told Moses on Horeb that he had seen the misery of the people and had heard their cry. This God who is love cannot abide this suffering, and through the agent of Moses freed the people from their taskmasters. Our reading tonight from Exodus tells the great redemptive story of how the Red Sea is parted to allow the escaping Israelites to cross on dry land and make it safely to the other side and to freedom. God's love is so powerful that the laws of nature bow before it. We had our final reading from the prophet Zephaniah, and in it we heard of a vision of the people of God. God is bringing us home. That's God's vision for us. That's God's vision for the world. It will be a place where there is no fear, no enemies, no judgments against us. And God himself will live among us, renewing us with love as God delights in us. For God does indeed delight in us. We have read tonight merely three stories from the Old Testament, reaching out to us through the ages of God's love for us. But as I look out across the congregation tonight, I know I am looking at many more stories still being written of God's love for us in each of our lives. How God is bringing light into darkness. Life where there have been no life. Sustenance where there has been no food. I know there are stories of redemption and renewal and rescue. And that we are all being drawn more deeply into God's home, God's heart, where God dwells with us. Are you aware of the love God has for you? How are you participating in the love story God is writing in your life? Amen.